Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're enjoying listening to Drunk Women Solving Crime live, then why not come and see them yourself? They're performing throughout autumn 2019 at the Salford Lowry, Pound Arts Centre in Corsham and Soho Theatre. For dates and tickets, go to drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Coming up, we're going to let some boys into our special clubhouse.
That sounds like your vagina, Katie, I'm not going to lie.
It's a great club.
What do you mean by that, Katie?
Well, in November, it is International Men's Day, so we thought that we would celebrate the existence of men and just give them a chance. No one lets men do comedy, do they?
Every Wednesday in November, we're going to have a different male guest.
What? And those include James A. Caster, Richard Osman,
Phil Wang,
and most excitingly, To Be Confirmed.
Oh, I love him. He's a good great guy. Netflix special. Yeah. So tune in. It's going to be great.
Men's Month.
November. Boys, boys, boys.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Ventner. Hi, I had a bottle of Prosecco with lunch. Woo! This is Drunk Women Solving Crime live at the Ventner Fringe. We are so excited to be here. Now, ostensibly, you're here for a podcast recording, but we all know you're actually here for Hannah George.
What?
Woo! Local celebrity, hero, the reason this island exists. It's good to be
legend.
Here.
Legend, you said you'd say legend.
She's quite the diva, isn't she? Difficult to work with, but we keep her on board because she helped create the format, so contractually obliged. No, she's fantastic, and it is really great to be here. So, I'm Taylor Glenn, I'm the asshole. You've already met me and established that. And I am joined by a woman who can shop emotionally for snacks like it's her job. And she isn't afraid to mix Skittles with Pringles if it comes down to it. It's Katie Wilkins!
And once again, we are joined by local celebrity, hero, legend.
Thank you.
The woman who puts the ite in the Isle of Wight. It's Hannah fucking George.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hey. Oh, hi, guys. Oh, they're so cute. Oh, no wonder. Oh, it just all comes together. I love life. Yeah. It's great. Like I said, bottle of Prosecco at lunch.
I love you guys. I love you guys so much. Sorry, I not quite love Prosecco,
Smoking
too.
Smoking Lobster, is that where I ate?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, upscale, it'll cost you a pretty penny, but fine, fresh seafood. I enjoyed it. Check it out. We're not even being sponsored by them. That's how sweet I am. What is Drunk Women Solving Crime? Well, this is where Boston Cocktail meets the Boston Strangler.
Hey.
This is where Nightcap meets the Night Stalker. And this is where Angel's Delight meets the Angel of Death. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Thank you so much for joining us. Without further ado, I would love to bring on our first guest. She's a fantastic writer and comedian. Please say hello to Andrea Hubert.
Andrea!
Hello.
Welcome, Andrea. How are you?
I'm very well. I mean, I could be better.
Oh, yeah. Andrea's dry. What a bad start.
No manners. No manners at all.
Oh, God. Now I'm great.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
That was a Hannah George pour. She just...
I loved it.
She holds your eye, she smiles, and she just keeps going until it's all over your lap. That's good.
That's also... No, that I won't say that.
For me, that's all Hannah George means.
But enough about high school. Andrea, can you tell us, kick us off, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I was asked to prepare a story about when I was a victim of a crime, and it's kind of a complicated one because I was a victim of a crime whilst also being sort of a perpetrator of a crime. I know.
Intrigue.
I know, and it ended up with me getting what is known as an ASBO.
Wow! We've not had an ASBO before.
I know, which is strange, but it was an ASBO specific to London Transport. So it was very silly. I was running a bit late.
Could you remind us what ASBO stands for?
Antisocial behavior order.
Okay.
It's one of those things that they used to sort of give to like naughty neighbors and things like that. I didn't expect to get one. My friends thought it was hilarious. But okay. I was running late, so I got on the bus and I put my Oyster card on and I thought I heard it beep, is the story I said. But honestly, I'm pretty sure I knew it didn't beep. But I said that I thought it beeped and I got onto the bus and then an inspector got on and he got on just as I was trying to get off the bus. And he was a very hefty man. So he was able to block the way completely and he wouldn't let me get off the bus. And I suddenly had a massive panic attack about not being able to get off the bus. So I said something along the lines of, I'd like to speak to your manager on the bus, where I was definitely in the wrong. And what ended up happening was I had to give all my information because he was like, you've not paid. And then I got a letter from Transport for London saying they were taking me to court because I had assaulted not only the inspector but also the driver verbally and physically.
What are you not telling us?
Nothing.
Okay.
No, honestly, like I think
verbally
maybe,
and physically.
Verbally and physically.
They're in glass.
And I
like you would have had to break the glass.
Like I am as strong as a wet noodle. I definitely didn't assault him physically. I assault him verbally? Hard to say. Can't remember.
Have they got you confused with someone else?
No, it was me. It was okay. All me, but okay. They were very, very angry with me. Okay. And I think potentially asking to speak to someone's manager on a bus doesn't help your cause. I don't know. It's just how I was raised. And so so I get this letter and I had a panic and I had to get a lawyer because they were going to take me to court for assault. So
why?
I know I've never assaulted anyone in my life physically. And... verbally, it's anyone's guess. We've all been in relationships, but I've never done that. So I was very much like, well, this isn't fair, but obviously had to acknowledge the fact that the reason it had happened is because I was kind of an asshole. So I got a lawyer, and the lawyer contacted Transport for London, and I had to pay a £200 fine, and I had to sign my own ASBO, which said... that I couldn't get in trouble on London Transport for 2 years or I would go to court. So when my friends found out, every time we got on a bus, they would just constantly be like, are you okay? Or do you want to assault someone? And they'd like, constantly try and get me in trouble on a bus or a train so that I would have to go to court, which they would then all attend, and it would be hilarious. But I did not get into trouble for 2 years, but I did very much enjoy, in my accent, telling everyone I've got ASBO, which is just about the stupidest thing that sounds out of my mouth.
So I got to say, I was picturing the thing they put on your ankle.
Like an electronic tag.
They didn't obviously do that.
One day. I mean, it depends how naughty I want to get. You know? Maybe I'll ask to speak to some more managers and see what happens.
Is that you didn't touch the guy at all?
Of course I didn't. Of course I didn't. He was massive. I wouldn't have stood a chance. Like, and of course, I mean, obviously that's not the reason I didn't. But, you know, it was a factor. But no, of course not.
How long ago was this? Is this before they had CCTV?
Do you know what? I don't think they had CCTV. This would have been about 15 years ago. I don't think they had CCTV on the buses. Certainly not where I was living at the time. Mm. I don't think anyone cared.
The good old days when you could just say that a woman had done something and everyone would believe you.
You remember? Before we had rights. But the thing is, no, I was definitely slightly in the wrong, but also wronged against. It's a very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like how I like to think of my ASBO, as super Shakespearean.
And now we will study Double Decker by William Shakespeare.
Exactly.
Andrea, we always ask, what would you do if we could get the perpetrator in the room? I mean, physically, could we? I don't know. It's packed.
I don't know his name, but I certainly would like to speak to his manager.
What would you like to say?
Because I don't like the way he does his job, you know? What would I say to him?
What would you say to him?
Oh, God. I'd be like, do you remember that complete asshole you met years ago and told lies about? Well, we're all good now. And I've told the story a few times. Occasionally, while drunk, I've been like, well, I have got an ASBO. And just to let people know that I'm actually very scary, even though I'm not at all.
You are the coolest person I know. Like,
I am the tallest person.
No, coolest.
Oh, coolest. I was like, wow.
I'm just like, isn't she very tall?
I was like, she is very tall, but it seemed like such a non sequitur. I was like, we can talk about that as well.
Did not listen to a word she said.
Would I say? I don't know if I would say anything to him. I might get all upon my high horse and just be like, oh, I don't recognise you.
Get another band.
Yeah, I know. I don't know that I'd want to talk to him at all. I think we might just go our separate ways.
Could fall in love, though.
Could fall in love. He definitely couldn't, but I could. But I think he would just be like, not for me. No, too much trouble.
I love anything with an expiration date like that. Like, but after 2 years,
after 2 years,
you just wait
on the bus. Yeah, exactly.
Hubert on a bus.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for sharing that and for being honest.
Well,
you know,
one has to
about
take responsibility.
How not black
one.
And white that no. difficult crime was. Do you always pay when you get on a bus now, though?
I mean, I do always pay now.
See, that's the power of ASBO.
I do now always pay when I get on the bus, but on the times where I have been caught, I have used a variety of names that I have given. They were all girls at school who I considered to be mean and whose surnames are etched into my brain. So there's quite a few people whose names and addresses I remember who probably got some letters.
Oh, wow. That's
nice. Is that a crime? Whatever.
That is definitely a crime.
I was drunk, it was fine.
I'm giving Andrea Hubert if that happens to me.
This is the kind of great.
I live on the Isle of
Wight. You're going to be able to get into the shoes of this very dark case very easily.
I'm very excited.
Woohoo! Are we ready to solve some true crime?
I'm so ready.
Yeah. Okay, our case for this episode takes us to sunny Yerba Buena, Mexico. It begins with my bad Spanish pronunciations. And two brothers, Cayetano and Santos Hernandez. It's all right. A.K.A. the Hernandez brothers, who I think went on to create Stranger Things. I get all
because I'm sitting here thinking, didn't they kill their parents? But that is the Menendez brothers. Yeah,
see?
I solved that one already. They did it.
Good job.
Yeah, they full on did it. Weirdly enough, both men have been in jail for 20 years now. Totally married. It's very annoying. Like, it's really annoying. It's like, how did you meet them? You know,
they're both married.
Yes, they're both married. There is a huge market for women marrying men who are in jail for life. Just a little bit of extra info.
I think it's people that have like lost the art of letter writing. And, you know, they just think we've got to write letters. And the only people that you can write letters to these days is a convict a prison. I should know. I've written a few Sorry Toby. And
So there's always that.
There's always that.
But that's not that these guys. Sense. These guys are different people.
Well, also people that you don't really want to spend time with. And I think any of us who are married, it's not such a bad idea.
I think it's that thing of like, you don't want to, you want to get out of everyone, your relatives going, oh, have you got married yet? And you can go, yeah, but you don't have the faff of seeing them. You right. still like, you can go to bed whenever you like. You can watch any film you
as
like.
As much space as you need. Yeah. So it's nice.
But you don't get hassled by your relatives. No. Go, yeah, I'm married.
Bears, because no further questions.
Yeah. Well, what does he do? He's a real go-getter.
Yes.
Yeah. He was very really good at it. Okay. So, the Hernandez brothers were small-time thieves and con artists who would travel around swindling people. They usually preyed on vulnerable people in small towns who were none the wiser, fooling them into various scams. Yeah, I was going to say, just for the Ventnor audience here, a small town is any place with about 2,000 more people than Ventnor. Just to sort of get it in your head. Now, for some reason, these brothers grew tired of the usual petty crimes, so they wanted to up the ante. So they hatched this plan to convince a very small, very poor village of people in Yerba Buena. I promised the bad accent. Yerba Buena. That they were really important figures that were going to bring them great wealth if the people would just show them a bit of loyalty. So my first question is, what do you think they posed as to get this small town to show them loyalty?
Well, who does one show loyalty to? I could stand silent for hours on this. Who do I show loyalty to? Did they pose as everyone's mother? No, that can't be right. Doctors, maybe. People trust doctors.
That's a good guess. Yeah. That's a very good guess.
Gold prospectors?
Also a very good guess, if that's a thing.
I mean, I do trust
guess.
Literal gold diggers. I don't know if I do.
Religious types, maybe.
Ooh.
Now.
In the mind.
Oh, because that was this must have been years and years ago when people trusted them. Yeah. Okay. Sure. You haven't said the date, but I'm guessing the 1500s or something. Before we knew what we know.
That's amazing. Yes. Hannah George, you are officially the closest. They pretended to be the prophets and high priests of ancient Incan gods.
Wow.
And they said...
What a classic.
Classic. I mean, who hasn't done that to get into a club? They said that they had these invaluable treasures just stashed away in the mountains, and that if they would show their loyalty, you know, they would be able to get access to all these treasures. So my next question is, what year do we think this is?
Oh, somebody is saying, come up a mountain to see my treasures. What year would that be?
17.
It sounds biblical. It sounds like something God would say, you know, like, oh, come up this mountain. It's going to be worth it.
1750.
I think it's 1750. I think it is the 16th century.
Okay, this always feels like an auction. We've got 1750. We're on 16th century.
I'm guessing 17 something.
Oh, 17 something as well. Okay.
2016.
Oh God, that is so cynical. That's probably right.
Well, Hannah George is the closest.
Yes!
Oh wow!
No,
aren't we seeing a pattern here? All right.
Your what parents year was are it? Separate.
It was 1963.
Huh.
Mm. Now bear in mind, this is a tiny village. Most of the people here are illiterate. They're very religious, superstitious.
Yep, Ventnor.
Everyone's going,
she
what?
Could say that to you. We would never.
Yeah, we can't.
I would never
that.
Sit here and say stuff like that in front of people.
So they went for it. And it was almost this mentality of like, well, we can't take the chance that they're not, because our prospects are so bleak, you know. Okay, right. We'll play the game for a while. Let's get those treasures in the mountains.
Oh, they had mountain treasure FOMO. I get it. Yeah. That's another classic.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they basically, so these brothers, the Hernandez brothers, the scamps, they promised them wealth if they would just worship and obey them, which is also how Trump proposed to Melania.
Yeah.
Just to capture a bit of magic there. So they sort of set up shop in a cave, and just to set the scene, there's lots of peyote and marijuana. Again, I'm still looking at the audience like, is that also what you get up to here? Are you guys all high?
Yeah.
Yes. You can't afford peyote. Come on.
What is peyote? Just
that. That's a magic mushrooms.
Oh. It's a hallucinogen. I think it comes from a cactus. It's like a cactus-based hallucinogen.
Okay.
And we always heard, I think it's a little bit like ayahuasca in that you get, I know too much about this. We don't need to talk about this.
I'm going to just throw this out there. But having taken both parents extensively, they are not alike. So
it's like in the Simpsons movie when his head gets really big. It's like that. Yeah, like, so anyway, so they're affected by these guys and they're also high. That's the point I'm trying to make. So they're, you know, susceptible. So and also so far it just sounds like the Burning Man Festival, but it gets a little crazier. So what do they start doing with their time? They're hanging out in the cave, they're high.
I was actually my hand up. I know what they did.
What would you do?
They definitely started staring at the walls. They probably held some kind of religious prayer ceremony to get everybody sort of riled up in a kind of
frenzy.
Frenzy in a kind of like, let's all speak in tongues, even though
I'm gonna jump on that and add orgy.
Oh. But is that to do with what we're talking about, or is that just
every sentence?
Is that every time? It's just like, I'm going to jump on that and add an orgy.
Anyone want a cup of tea and an orgy?
Okay, but we're working right now, Katie.
Well, Katie Wilkins is spot on.
Yay!
And Andrea, you were too. Under the guise of it being a ritual, like, well, the Incan gods would want this, they started having friends.
Mate, that's exactly how we all lost our virginity, surely. Isn't it? Just like, oh, this is a religious... Okay, then.
Oh. I'm a virgin. Hi, Mum and Dad.
Do you know what's great is every time waves. Hannah says, hi, Mum and Dad, they actually wave. Like, they wave... Every single time. They did it again. Like, they just can't. Hi. Absolutely adorable.
Bit of fun.
Bit of fun. Okay, so again, still just sounds like Burning Man Festival, but things get even crazier. So how did the townspeople eventually react to this? So this starts going on for weeks.
Are they sore?
Are they like, sometimes it's cool not to have sex when we hang out?
Are they trying to friend zone?
Can't we just like watch some Netflix, you know?
Netflix and not chill.
Yeah. That's just, How did they react to what? To the constant orgies?
Well, do we think the Hernandez brothers were giving them these treasures from the mountains?
No, but they were probably giving them some of the drugs in order to control them.
Yes, they were giving a steady stream of drugs, but none of the wealth. It's kind of like Marilyn Monroe's career.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
girl!
Oh! Yeah.
That is topical shit. That is.
On the island, it is. Well,
that's yeah. That's
she's
a
dead,
zinger
did you know
right
that?
What?
How did they react after many months or weeks, thank you, of being drugged?
Yeah, weeks of drugs,
promised.
Orgies, but I'm not really seeing any... Golden.
So depending, if I were being drugged for weeks and given orgies but no money, let me think about the last time that happened. I wanted to really draw from experience here. I would only get angry if I missed a day of drugs and got accidentally sober. Otherwise, I'd probably carry on indefinitely. By the way, I'm loving how you're nodding at everything gross I'm saying. So every time, it's just like when the walls melt. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, I hate when I don't get paid for orgies. Totally get it. Yeah.
I think
unless I got sober, I would probably allow myself to be used indefinitely. Is that flirty? I think
a lot of people were on board with that kind of mentality. Sorry, I can't get over the phrase given an orgy. Like, give the gift of orgy this Christmas. That's good.
Oh, on the Isle of Wight. Am I right? It's an incest joke, guys. Bit of fun. It's wearing thin. Okay, come on.
Well, they started to get a little suspicious after weeks of this, and the Hernandez brothers fearing people sobering up and going, hi, wait a minute, where's our gold? They needed a backup plan. They needed to convince these people again and kind of reaffirm. They needed to renew the vows in the cave, basically. So what did they do? What do you think the plan was? To sort of reconvince them? That's a word.
Well, you probably have to... How would I do this? How would I convince people to follow me? I haven't. Check my Twitter, I haven't.
I've got a suggestion.
I think I would probably invent like a kind of a doomsday that was coming, that like a date that things had to be like...
Very
good. But I don't know what the... But, and like a kind of a punishment that would happen if you didn't do the thing by...
You can tell you're a screenwriter. It's time.
There's an end
raise
point.
Raise the stakes.
And then you have to have some action in between. And it's all about the character.
That's an excellent guess. Now, Wilkins, Orgy Wilkins, Detective Orgy. She needs a nickname because we have Detective Butt Stuff. You know that, right? Hannah is Detective Butt Stuff. They don't listen to the podcast. This is fun.
It's not as good as that, but it does involve some of the punishment, I think, because like all that pleasure would be getting like boring. You got to fight club it up a bit and have some peaks and troughs. You got to add some pain and some punishment.
Don't go to an orgy with her. Jesus.
She looks so innocent, like
wow. I'm in mind of like Rasputin. Like,
yes,
sure. You know, sure. That whole kind sure. of like
a classic 1963 guy.
But like, you know, he did.
Is
the whole...
that a band? I don't
like the punishment.
You know what? You're ahead of the game. Yeah. You're spot on. So keep that in mind. Hannah George, do you want to?
I think maybe they just got a little thing that looked fancy. Do you know what I mean? They got a little bit and were
A down payment of riches.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you can get one of those little gold clocks if you get an insurance policy or something, if you're an old person that's being ripped off. I imagine they sort of got that little gold clock and were like, eh?
Yeah.
That came from the mountain. Like
that's just a taste.
When you buy a box for £5 and it could be a stereo, or it, well, not a stereo these days. The last time I got swindled was ages ago. And then it's just a little clock. Oh, or new guess, and then I know we have to move on. Somebody puts on a sheet and pretends to be one of the gods.
That's also not a bad guess. Katie, you are hot on the trail, seriously.
Did because they fake a god?
Tricky classic question, but they recruited another person to come in on the scam. So next question, was that person a man or a woman?
Oh, it's definitely a woman.
Because,
because they were ahead of their time in terms of equality, and they realized that their whole team was just sort of like very heavily gendered to one side, so they decided to even it up and then just wait for the applause after.
This is BBC panel show stuff. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
It Classic was a very stuff. Feminist, abusive cult. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But then everyone would have to trust a woman.
Ugh.
I know, right?
I know.
Well, it was a woman. Well done. And it was a woman called Magdalena Solis. Magdalena lived in the nearby town of Monterey, which is the same name as the California town, if you watch Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Anybody watch that? Except here they had, like, real problems. I'm joking. They handle some very heavy topics on there, don't they?
They
handle it well. Reese Witherspoon, if you're listening.
And she is.
Yeah. Option my screenplay. It's great. Get in touch. Okay. So what does Magdalena do for a living? They leave this town and they go and recruit somebody. What's her job?
I think she is some kind of supernatural medium type person who communes with the gods and sort of gets messages and sort of does all the shaking and stuff. Because that was quite, the spiritualist movement was quite big in the 60s, I think.
It was indeed. Yeah. That's an excellent guess.
Thank
it's
you.
Absolutely wrong.
Oh.
But it's a great
guess. Do you
know
guess. What? I like the good reception no matter what the outcome. So I'm happy with it's a good guess, Andrea.
This is a female workplace. We support each other. We try not, if we cut each other off, we're like, I'm so sorry, was that your idea first? We really try to up that. That was a really good guess. Any other guesses?
Was she a drug dealer?
Closer.
Ooh. What's closer a to nurse, a drug dealer? Then?
A nurse.
Oh, but like one of those Angel of Death ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One that's very free with the drugs.
Yeah,
yeah.
The good nurses.
A woman to be sacrificed to the god.
Well, who would be a very vulnerable woman? What would she do?
A prostitute.
There we go. She was a prostitute.
We should have known.
The tale as old as time.
I thought you said Taylor's oldest time, and I was like, whoa, that's harsh. But sorry, Karen.
Fun side question.
That guy gets it.
Everyone else, I forgot she was called Taylor. It's a hilarious joke. Thank you, man at the back.
I love when that happens. I call that an after laugh. That's all I get when I do stand up. Like, I get absolutely nothing, and then I get like, and that's why I keep going. That's what keeps me going.
An after laugh is a genuine laugh.
Laugh is so real. We can all laugh together, but it takes a bold man to do that after laugh.
To get something 2 minutes after everyone else.
Shit, I hope that was a man. I don't know what it was.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, who was Magdalena's pimp?
The Hernandez brothers.
No, they had just met her. She was a stranger to them.
Was it the mayor of the small town?
No. Oh. This is a crazy question. I can't believe I asked it.
Oh, like, no, was it someone guessing, like, really famous in 1963?
No.
Her parent, her father or mother?
Closer.
Her cousin uncle. Or uncle?
Closer.
Her brother. Auntie?
Closer.
Son?
Closer.
Husband?
Grandson?
Well, not closer. Grandson.
Nephew?
Brother?
Brother.
I said brother. I just want to throw that out there. Already said it. Just, I won one, so.
Wow.
I need a lot of validation. So.
You've won.
I was expecting a lot of place, like, oh, from the audience, but Isle of Wight are like, yep.
Well, I don't think that's fair. Let's just say we've all
There's
seen Game of Thrones.
There's not enough jobs here, man. If you can work with your family, you do what you can. I'm kind of jealous. I'm not that close with my brother, so I think it's nice.
I saw him. There was a... I'm a massive fan of Law & Order SVU. It's like one of my favorite things in the world. I don't know if anyone else is into it, but there was one episode where the brother was the pimp and the sister was like, is this okay? Because she'd know nothing else. It was, and then it took, Olivia Benson to explain to her. No one else watches this, do they?
No, no, I used to.
I say Olivia Benson, I expect like a standing ovation for the character, and everyone's like, yeah, we don't care. We don't care about Olivia. She's the most amazing detective in all the land.
She really is.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm on board.
It's like a vocal after laugh. I love it.
Female workplace. I've never really watched it. I just wanted her to feel safe. Like, SVU. My mother thought that show was called SUV.
Yeah, yeah.
For a long time.
A lot of mums do. Yeah. And it's best they just think that. Yeah. It's fine.
Do they all drive 4x4s? I don't understand. Okay. Great. So, for Magdalena, an invitation to join this cult is it's a huge step up. It's like her life is bleak. So this is a good opportunity. Now, how do the Hernandez brothers introduce her to the cult to get their excitement and their belief back? I'm looking at you just because you brought up a sheet and it's not quite that, but you were very close.
They dress her up in a fancy outfit.
They do?
I know that much.
Mm-hmm. Do they like give her a backlight to make her look
so close?
Yes, they basically make her out to be a kind of apparition dressed all in white, backlit, as you say, ghost, as you say. And they kind of put her somewhere a little bit far away so you can't quite see what's going on.
Yeah.
That kind of like the illusion that all those spiritualists used to do, that people believed. And
spot on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. So they get everybody into a frenzy. They're all high. They're doing a ritual, whatever that means to you. When a man and a woman and a woman and another man and a couple other and some underage people love each other very much. They introduce her with a smoke screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
oh,
she's
yeah.
all dressed up and they have her come in like she's an apparition.
I'm kind of impressed they have a smoke screen.
Well, I think that literally just means some smoke.
Oh, like so it's like a fire or something.
Yeah, I think
we still think it's the 17th century. It's 1963, so no, they've got a smoke machine, probably.
Yeah, like in the 60s. Yeah. Anyway, it's not important.
I was just picturing they just lit a fire.
Does anyone know when smoke machines were invented? This is very important.
This is the kind of fun Google stuff you can do later. Mm. Your own. So yeah, they introduce her. Everyone completely falls for this. And I think we can officially call them cult members at this point. You know, at what point did it become a cult? Kind of when it started. They're all high. They're mid-coitus. They see this woman coming in all dressed up. Her brother is there too. For some reason, he came along for the ride just in case they needed a sidekick. I picture him like, but I have a good job here.
I'm just assuming he took her fee, but
yeah. Well, you gotta wonder. Yeah. this is more of a, I don't have an answer to this, but I was reading this and I thought, gosh, this is as dark as anything. They've brought this woman in, and at this point I'm like, what are the Hernandez brothers getting out of this? Besides like weird sex and lots of drugs, because there's no record of them actually taking any money. These people had no money. So they went from scamming town to town, which like if I might not respect it, but I understand it.
I also presumably they're providing the drugs.
Yeah.
So it's like they're not even
they're out
us.
Of pocket.
Also, these are great terrible guys. Businessmen.
I'm gonna just throw an idea out here as a person who works as a stand-up. What do you get out of it? I think it's the attention of people. I think so long as someone's looking at you, you feel alive.
Well, that's sick.
So that's just me. I don't know. But I'm assuming that in lieu of money, it's attention. People like attention, don't they?
And also, no one's going to have sex with them otherwise, probably.
I think...
Oh, bird detective bird!
I think you've made a lot of assumptions about the Hernandez brother. On the contrary,
that's
if I'm
true.
Following someone, they better be good looking.
You're right. I jumped to conclusions.
So they introduce her as a reincarnated Incan goddess. So, I mean, this is even higher status than they are. What feminist guys they were.
Ooh, and now it has the power to backfire if she gets wind of her power, like Marilyn Monroe tried to.
Yeah.
Katie, exactly. You're so good on this case. Because I was going to say, how does she respond to this role? Does she take to this role? Is she down with this
is
pretending
it like
to be an Incan
goddess?
Is it like
how much the troops loved her?
I don't know that reference.
No. What did they like? They took her to entertain the troops.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe. And then she saw all these people like love her so much.
And she didn't understand how much people loved her before then?
Yeah. That was like a big wow.
God, that is so the opposite from me and everyone I work with. They like everyone. You have a really good gig, and you're, they couldn't hear me properly. It was all a mistake, you know. No, Marilyn Monroe actually believed it. Good for her. I mean, it not worked out in the end, but good for her at least enjoying it for a minute.
Yeah.
So I think
it almost makes war worth it. You know, if it can give one woman self-esteem,
a little bump before it came crashing back down again.
I think what happened was Incan goddess hooker got. Super into it, started to believe her own hype, started chanting and throwing spells out and making promises she couldn't keep. And I'm going to throw it out there, even though I know we're not there yet, probably they murdered her in the end.
Okay, interesting.
Just because she got a bit too above her station and started having her own ideas.
Yeah, and then claimed it was a sacrifice.
Okay.
Well, no, it probably was a sacrifice.
Yeah, half of that is right. Okay. So well done, because that's all you need to be, you know, feel good about yourself here at Drunk Women Solving Crime.
It's half right. Yeah, I love it.
Katie, you had touched on it before, that she started to sort of up the ante, and you sort of touched on how she did that.
She's like, oh, just give all your money to me. They want me to have it, it turns out. like that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, there's not even any money, but okay. Hannah, would you like to speak? I feel like we're just talking right over you, and this is your town.
Marilyn Monroe is dead, guys.
I know.
I know.
I didn't realize the news got here so late, but I know that's she is.
No, go on. What's the next question? Come on.
Do you think she took to it?
Oh, yes, of course she did.
She liked the job.
Like,
what?
Like a prostitute to water. Yeah.
Magdalena is so into this role of playing a goddess that she actually develops a severe religious delusion.
Oh.
So she starts to believe that she is a goddess, and she starts to introduce torture and bloodletting into the cult.
Wow.
Which is what you suggested,
it
Katie.
Is. Well, it is. Oh, I didn't realize we'd come to that already.
Yeah, little Katie was like, torture. Sure. I think that's what she
I was
did.
Like, she's going to be so pleased. It's like such a step up from hand jobs and stuff. But yeah. No, she goes straight to torture.
I mean, that's one woman's opinion. But
yeah, she. It gets really insane from here. We move, hopefully, beyond
it was fine
Burning
till
Man
then.
Festival. Finally. Yeah, there are accounts of members torturing each other, and there is an explanation for this. It's very dark, but they would apparently pass around a chalice filled with blood.
Sorry, a what?
A chalice.
Okay,
because yeah, I had child. Yeah,
I had child.
For a minute,
I
was like, fucking
all
horrible.
Children are filled with blood.
I am
less directed otherwise.
We and now it's not so bad.
Yeah, the chalice
you
of
know,
blood.
It's just a cup.
Thank God it's a chalice of blood.
But also, and there's no explanation for this, so this made me laugh, and it's hard to find humor in something this dark, but I try my best. It's said that most of the blood was actually chicken's blood. And I just thought, it's like me trying whiskey for the first time. I'm like, it's going to be mostly juice. I don't like this. And it makes you wonder, like, was it even, how much of this was just for show and her liking the sense of power.
Right. I just can't imagine like chickens having blood. That's weird, isn't it? Is anyone else thinking like, but they're just like, you've just got the bit of meat that you've got in the thing and then they don't look like they have blood.
There's a lot to unpack there, Hannah. I don't know that we have time.
None of us think it's your education system. So that's not what we're thinking. So
I know, I'm going to say it.
Chickens have blood. No, I'm thinking she's just on Atkins is what I'm thinking. It's just pure protein for this woman and nothing else.
I think you just go to really upscale fried chicken places. That's great. Good for you.
Chickens don't have blood, guys. Come on.
Sure.
I wanna say that on record.
And you have.
Now there is some method to the madness here. Not only you can imagine a woman that's in these bleak circumstances being given this role, she gets into the role so much, she likes that feeling of power, so it's almost like the violence is by. It's like, wow, I can't
but it's
control.
Like also she's probably been abused her whole life and now she's got a chance to enact it out on other people.
Exactly.
It's a classic.
It's classic is probably not the right word.
It's not like a Big Mac.
So
classic. It's like
Coca-Cola classic, right?
It's like the Coca-Cola of tortured people.
But yeah, it's understandable.
Would it be like inappropriate to inquire as to which methods of torture were on offer?
Apart from drinking.
We're all wondering.
No, that's fine. There weren't a lot of specifics in the articles that I read, but there was a lot of cutting and bloodletting.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why it was specifically bloodletting is that the Incan and Aztec mythology stated that the gods drank blood and that's what gave them immortality.
Yeah.
So there was a reason why they're doing that.
Yeah,
immortality.
Yeah.
More like immorality. Am I right? Yeah. Try stuff out. Trying some new stuff tonight. Okay.
Sorry, you can cut that in the edit. No,
That's
gone,
beauty. It's gone. So she's just like high on power and control for the first time in her life. Maybe she just read Lean In. I don't know. So things get crazy. She murders two people. Why? How does this happen?
Oh, yours
they
is
question
why. Mine
her.
Is how. Interesting. Why does she murder two?
Because they're not aiming for murder. It's just a little bit of bloodletting. Just a little bit of bloodletting.
Because they question her.
Katie Wilkins, have you been in a cult?
I had an interesting chat. No.
Well, yeah, basically,
They challenged her immortality and she murdered them.
They challenged the whole thing and they wanted to leave. So finally, people are going, you know, there might be a better life out there. Maybe it wasn't so bad.
Which point would you stop at, though? Like, like, which point would you stop at? You know, like, would orgies right. be it? Or would you be like, oh, no, it's bloodletting for me. And, right. and then it's like, oh, it's murder. Wait, yeah. I waited too
Not
long.
Not Phil. He's a good guy. Yeah. I don't know. But I would imagine that it's the point where, like, those moments of sobriety where you go, are you sure? And you yeah. talk to each other.
Yeah.
You just have a conversation like, are you sure about this?
Also, so like the hangovers where you're like, yeah. is this okay? Are we doing
My God,
this?
Worst yeah. downers ever.
Yeah. yeah. This is what we do now, right? So yeah, they tried to leave, but she passes it off as all part of the
grand plan.
The grand plan. It really is like every other religion, just a little yeah. bit, just a little bit more extreme and not even that much more, but that's another story. Okay. But guys, all good things must come to an end. And the cult is eventually taken down. What do you think happens? Because she's murdering people that leave now. So what happens?
Someone told on her.
The Hernandez brothers got to pull the plug.
Hmm, interesting.
Did she murder everyone?
She Ooh. Did not.
Oh.
I think so. someone alerted the authorities when she killed, like, their mum or kid.
Yes.
Okay. Because you wouldn't, if it was, like, a brother but or, like, a sibling that was maybe a bit annoying. But, like, if it's, like, your mum.
They cross a line.
I keep saying your mum. Terrible relationship with my father. Your mum. But, like, you would, yeah, like, a parent yeah. or child is a line crossed.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. A sibling is fine if they're annoying. So
it's actually a bit more random than that. It's a 14-year-old boy sees lights in the cave from a nearby village,
oh,
and he's curious.
Outsider.
It's an outsider, and he like, swings by. Light. This is a boring town. There's lights in the cave. Oh no!
You notice like 50 people have been missing for 3 months or whatever this is. I mean, it's a small town. You'd be like, where are all those people that are like a sexually fucking age?
This is the other thing. Is I was like, well, how big was the town? And it was most of the town goes along with this. So I think it's like, this is the town.
Well, I have to say that 14-year-old kid has been hanging around a long time before he thinks he might search for others.
He is like, not the
He's
smartest.
Just alone in the town. And one day, many months later.
Well, I don't know if he was just wandering.
He's from another town.
Yeah, he's from another town. He's not okay. a local. He's not
Fair
a local.
Fair enough. I yeah. was rude about
That means
him.
Like from Shanklin.
Yeah.
So well, he, white joke, man.
That was some, sees, that was, I love that was some lovely local colour. I like that. That was good.
He sees this horrific stuff going on and he runs immediately to a police station. How far did he have to run to get to a police station?
Too far to make it?
No, he does make it. Ooh, good guess. Good
20
guess.
Miles.
Like a marathon.
Yeah. But like actual marathon, yeah, yeah. 20 mm. miles.
And then he dies when he gets there.
Yeah.
Well,
we're veering into a different mythology.
We are. Yeah. He's eaten by wolves.
Yeah. He gives his message and then collapses.
Well, it's 25 kilometers. So, Katie, what is that in miles?
Oh, I mean, you've come to the right place. I'm really good at this. Feel free to shout out.
If someone knows the answer, we don't want to deny you.
10 miles. 15.
It's 15 and a half. It's 15 and a half miles. Okay. It's over a half marathon. Okay. He put in good effort. Oh, to be young and afraid. So coming to the end of this, but how seriously do the police take the out of breath 14-year-old who says he's just seen a group of adults having sex and cut each other up in a cave?
Well, I mean, he's really out of breath. They should give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Yeah.
I'm all right. It's 1963. Mm. No one cared what children thought. they didn't even really have rights. I'm going to say not very
not
seriously.
Not very yeah. seriously. One guy agrees to check it out. He's like, all right,
oh,
let's go.
No, and then that's not enough people to take him down. And then that guy dies. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
Well,
that guy
what
got
happens,
swallowed up by the cult for sure.
Yeah, what happens next? A cop and a 14-year-old.
Turn
go
up.
To a cave.
A movie happens. That's awesome. Sounds like have you ever seen Cop and a Half? 90s movie. It pretty much sounds like this.
Do they go to the cave, the cop
well,
and the 14-year-old?
They do. That's and they are never seen again.
No!
Did they go to the cave with all the people in it?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I feel like I've seen this movie.
Now the police take this seriously because the cop doesn't return. So they go, oh, maybe we should take this seriously.
It's like every reporting of a crime.
I know.
Sorry.
If we would just listen, I believe the children are a future. I've always said that. So they send in the equivalent of a SWAT team. Things go down. A couple of people are killed. Who do you think goes down in the gunfight of the police and the cult members.
Well, I'm assuming that the Hernandez brothers hid behind the lady and her brother as human shields, because that's what I would do.
I feel like one Hernandez got shot, but one survived, maybe.
Ah.
I think he escaped and changed his name. Ooh, and
they just
never
like
seen
ran,
again,
yeah.
For sure. Mm.
I think she's got to go down. She's got enemies now.
These are all great random guesses. both of the Hernandez brothers are killed in the gunfight.
Oh.
Wait, you're sad? They're the worst. They are the bad guys.
I don't mind that they're dead, guys. I'm not on their side. I think they're ruffians.
They hadn't even franchised yet. There could have been Hernandez cults all over the world by now. Oh. It is. It's like the Playboy Mansion. Okay. Yeah, the Hernandez brothers are killed. Magdalena and her brother were actually not there. When they were not...
They were burying the 14-year-old somewhere.
Oh, God.
That is
the bleakest thing I've ever heard.
And I'm so jaded from this podcast, I'm like, nah, just move on.
It's not bleak at all, is it? That's just at least they buried him.
The police do find them, but they're at a nearby farm where they're hiding. So presumably they saw them coming and they ran.
Okay.
Which is kind of sweet. They're still like working together. It's great.
Yeah.
So they're arrested. They're taken to trial. So how many cult members testify against Magdalena and her brother?
Well,
is this a trick
left?
Question? Is it like none? Because everyone loved them.
Ooh, well, you decide that, detective.
Yeah, it's either everyone or no one, right?
I think it's no one.
I think nobody did it because they'd already threatened them with something.
I'm going to go with everyone just to be different.
Thanks for being different. It is zero.
Wow!
Yeah.
No one testified. They were terrified.
Even then, people vote against their own interests. Yeah. Like, people just didn't want to testify, even though they should have.
Yeah.
Well, and you can imagine that even at that point, they hadn't necessarily disproved that Magdalena wasn't a goddess. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've arrested the goddess, you know? This is going to be the worst possible outcome.
Oh,
I'm definitely not testifying against a possible goddess.
We've got to see how this shakes out.
You mean the goddess that fucking ran as soon as the police turned up? Like, that's just not a goddess.
But they just believe she disappears. Fly. She comes and goes with the smoke. She's like the wind. It's just one of those situations. No one testified, but they were sentenced. What do you think the sentence was for Magdalena and her unnamed brother?
Well, what was the crime
brother?
That they were sentenced for?
What do they go down for?
Murder. Sorry, did I not say?
No, okay. But did they... Wait,
tax evasion!
I need to be very clear. Did they... The murder of the 14-year-old and the policeman?
Yes.
But so they didn't find the bodies?
They did find the bodies. Did I leave that out?
The police charged them.
I'm sorry, we're out of
time. And the evidence is just the body?
They found the bodies of the police officer and the boy and at least four other... For some reason, I didn't write the most interesting part down. That's just a little... Maybe I did. Hold on. They found at least four bodies on the site.
So the police won't have their own killed, so they'll be going down properly for
that. That's murder... That's life in prison for murder, if I've learned anything from television.
Yeah, that's... You can't, if they've got you for killing a cop, you're going down.
100 years, 140 years.
I love it when they do that, don't you?
Or it's like 1,000 years. Like, do I get parole with
that? Hanging or an electric chair.
They weren't given the death sentence. They each got 50 years in prison, and they both died in prison.
It's kind of a damp squib ending. I sort of hope for like a Wicker Manning of some kind.
It would be cool if she just floated up to the sky at that point.
Well, what's interesting about that, I just find cult mentality so fascinating. So no one came forward to talk about this case until they had both died in prison because they just remained so terrified of the possibility.
Maybe, exactly.
And whether it was still believing in it or just thinking like, oh, they're not going to be too happy.
Even if they just escaped. Yeah.
Right. But now the only reason we know any of this is because people did finally start speaking about it. I hope they have some very good therapists as well. And Magdalena is known in history as the High Priestess of Blood.
Whoa, that's badass, isn't it? That's kind of cool.
She has her own wiki page, guys.
I was about to say, that's definitely a title of something.
Goddess Hooker. Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, I want a wiki page. Are we so different? That's the question we have to ask. It's hard to round out this case. Like, if you're looking to make easy money with your sibling, don't start a sex cult. I don't know what the takeaway is.
That's fair.
I don't feel like any of this was about money, like at all. No. It doesn't feel like there was a big profit margin in any of this.
Yeah. It seems like an ironic way to end it, but I think don't crave attention too much. We've been Drunk Women Solving Crime. Thank you. Thank you. We have time for just one more thing. We like to ask our audience if they have been victim of a crime and they would like to share it. So somebody that we obviously don't know at all, could I ask Toby? Is it Tobias? Can we ask Toby to come up? Thank you.
Who's that piece
of
ass?
Round of applause. Woo! Woo! Toby!
Hello. It wasn't me, it was my neighbours.
Okay.
I was on the first floor flat. I was sat there one night and the whole house like shook like an explosion. And I went downstairs and the bay window on the ground floor was gone.
Whoa.
Yeah. But what I noticed, guys, there was no glass on the outside.
Ooh.
Quick as a flash. And I thought, someone's thrown something through the window.
Hello, Sherlock.
So, something's come in rather than out.
Yeah.
And I knocked on the door because I just thought like someone was, there's like some kind of hate crime or something.
Yeah.
And this little voice went, hello? And we're like, are you all right? I was like, yes. And then he just went, I can't open the door. And then the handle moved. I was like, why can't you open the door? I was like, I haven't got the keys. And I went, why haven't you got the keys?
Whoa.
Quick as a flash. I stood there for 10 seconds before I figured out that, oh, he's just broken in. To the,
yeah. Oh, wow. I thought he was a
took me a really
prisoner.
Long time to figure it out the way. And then I ran upstairs and called the police, and then they turned up and ran to the wrong house.
Oh.
So then I had to go out and get them. and they went and hid back in my flat, and then an undercover cop came up, just a young man in a bad jumper. He was off his face, by the way. He was high as a kite.
Whoa.
And he was like, we got the guy. And I was like, okay. And he was like, apparently it was the guy who lives downstairs. He was his brother, and he owed him money, so he'd broken in, and they caught him coming back out the window with a loaf of bread.
Oh, my God.
So he obviously owed him about 59p or something like that, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's it, guys. That's... Genuinely,
my mind went to, he's a prisoner and someone's rescuing him.
Not this guy. Not this clown.
Yeah.
Well, I just kept running back upstairs to hide in my flat every time I sort of, yeah. Well, is that worthy of a bottle of Prosecco?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he knew that there was a prize.
Oh.
It's out back.
I mean, should I have stopped halfway so that you could have solved it?
I did ask you to do that, Toby.
Shit.
But didn't I? I said, don't do that thing
you know
when you
what?
Go into a bit. But,
keep the Prosecco, give it to someone else. They deserve it more than I do. I'll sit down.
Thank you, Toby.
Well, firstly, I think we can all agree that that was adorable. And secondly, I like that you went downstairs and you thought, I need to help this person, and you didn't recognise that somebody throwing like obviously a brick into a window.
But it could have been a hate crime. It could have been a hate crime.
I'd like to know why he didn't just go out the way he came. Like, it just feels like if you got in that way, you could go out that way without any fuss, you know?
I love that he answered the door. You knocked on the door and he was like, oh, better get that.
Don't want to be rude to my brother's friends.
Yeah, he could have just said, oh, I'm fine. And then we'll say no more about it.
I'm stuck here wondering what kind of bread it was. These are the kind of details I get stuck on. Like, Hovis? Was it Hovis? Was it extra thick? Anyway.
He said 59p. This must have happened a while ago.
That wasn't sourdough.
And where do you live? All right, Toby, thank you very much. Well, that brings us to the end, except for one question. Andrea Hubert.
Oh, okay, sure.
Is there anything that you would like to plug? What have you got going on? Tell us about yourself. Start your own. This is where you can start your
for
own.
For someone who
following.
Does comedy for a living, I don't like plugging myself. I don't have a podcast.
What?
I travel around doing comedy, but I don't update my website. and I don't really like anyone I already know to be there. So Just gonna plug. I just really like this podcast called Drunk Women Solving Crime. So just gonna plug this podcast. I don't know. When I've got something to plug, what I'll do is I'll call you guys up and I'll be like, "Can you just plug this at the end?" And whoever your guest is, then
we'll edit it in.
Like as soon as I've got something to plug. At the moment, I'm just working really hard to create great entertainment for all of you. but none of it's finished. So,
but it will be, and she's brilliant. So check her out. Follower Andrea Hubert, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Ventnor. You're amazing.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us, and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.